So I know it can be overwhelming because you see so many ads on social media for skincare products. Well, I'm here to tell you, Love Indus is truly amazing. It's transformed my skin. It's natural, vegan, cruelty-free, all the great things, you name it, and it actually works. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I don't think I've ever blatantly said this, but I'm sure that everybody just assumed I would feel this way. I can't stand the term glow up. I hate it. But I hate it even more now because there is something trending on the TikTok called the boyfriend glow up, boyfriend glow ups. And it's basically women bragging about how much they've improved their guy's style. You knew it wouldn't be anything complimentary to men if it weren't actually a compliment to women. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So women are bragging on their men and how her man's style is, but it's because of her. Look what I did to make him a decent person.
Totally. Right.
Totally. The best ones show guys from years ago, like say 10 years ago, and then a shot of them today, like they stepped out of GQ, which, hey, listen, that's not a compliment, guys. If you're a straight man and you're masculine, looking like you stepped out of GQ is not what you should be going for, because GQ is, while the guys are nice looking and all of that, they're not masculine looking. And I think that aren't most male models gay? Isn't that kind of the way it would go?
I would say, I mean, a good majority.
Yeah. So the most common changes are new haircuts, cooler clothes, and tidier facial hair. But you get it. I mean, that's what happens all the time in relationships. You know, whenever I met my wife, I had a completely different outlook on fashion and everything. Mm-hmm. She was more the preppy kind of type, worked in the mall stuff. And I was rock and roll, man. I was like a long mullet. I was looking like damn Joe Perry. No, wait, what's his name? Joe Elliott, lead singer of damn Def Leppard. That's what my hair looked like, man. I had cool leather jackets and shit, man. I was just like, boom. Mm-hmm. And jeans and tennis shoes everywhere I went, or either these like rock hairband, what the hairband guys, the boots that they would wear and stuff like that. And then when Jody and I met, her friends and family thought she had lost her mind. They were like, what in the world is going on, Jody? Blah, blah, blah. And I remember a Sunday, and we were just relaxing around my little trashy apartment that Ace and I shared. And we lived right across from the mall. And we jumped up and just like, she threw on one of my jackets and a hat, one of my hats. And we ran to the mall and ran into some of her mom's friends. And they were like, oh my God, look at, is that Jody?
Jody.
Oh no. Yeah. And it wasn't that Jody said, you know, you need to change your style, or I'm not, you know, you need to do this because my mom's friends or everybody that knows me thinks that it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't like that at all. She liked me the way I was with, you know, with the mullet and the goofy looking leather jackets and all of that kind of stuff. But it was as we began dating and all that, I started wanting to change.
For sure.
You know,
it happens.
And I started saying, you know what? I kind of like this, or I kind of like that. Or we would go places with her family and all, and I would feel kind of out of place. I knew I looked cool for that time, but I didn't say, you know, okay, I look cool, but cool is not really the look that I should have at this particular, you know, gathering or whatever.
Right.
But never was it ever that she gave me a glow up.
Yeah. It's because that term is just so, it's used all the time for, I mean, you're going to change with the trends. You're going to change with the decade, with the time, with the, I mean, you know.
Well, and whenever I met her, I was only hanging out with a certain type of people.
Right.
Radio people. I was hanging out with radio people. And that's the way the radio people dressed and looked, and they were cool, and the listeners thought that they looked cool, and wearing leather jackets in the summer and that sort of thing.
The summer.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
He's sweating so bad.
Yeah, sweating like a pig.
But you were cool as hell, man.
Yeah, man, I had that 8-ball jacket blazing, poof, you know.
And smoking a cigarette at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. That looks cool as hell, dude. Mm-hmm.
Who had a bigger fashion makeover, you or Ace?
Ace did, but his came later.
Okay.
It wasn't until, I reached a point where I went completely into, I wanted the best of the current fashion, designer clothes, that sort of thing. And I started in baby steps, you know, when I started shopping at Banana Republic, everything I got was from Banana Republic pretty much. And then Ace kind of came along, and then we would show up at events and we would be wearing the exact same thing from Banana Republic.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh no. And then he said, I don't care. Who cares? It's like, well, I don't want us to be looking like twins out here. I've gone. He came to pick me up one time. I remember, cause I would go from, all right, Banana Republic was my store. Then I would say, all right, well, now I'm going to go to the Guess store. You know, you used to get some cool stuff at the Guess store.
Yes.
And then, I got a shirt from the Guess place, and it had just a splash kind of color down the side of it. And it was really cool. He picked me up at my house to go to an appearance one night, and I got in his car and I looked at him. I got right back out and went inside and changed my shirt because it was the exact same shirt. So we had that problem of, you know, once he came into wanting to dress better and all, then we were dressing alike.
Yeah.
And then I would go to the department. I'd move over to the department stores and then, you know, that sort of thing.
You know, people say people say gatekeeping is rude, but I think you needed to do it.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like not telling where I got?
Yeah,
I
you just had to keep it to yourself at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then I got fat, and then I stopped caring at all. Really, I was just like, whatever doesn't cut my wind off when I put it on, I'm okay with.
Yeah,
and that's where, you know, being fat and not wanting to spend a lot of money on clothes because it doesn't matter. You're not going to look good in them anyway if you're fat. That's where I really became an old man. You know, I knew then what all the old men I grew up around, I knew how they felt.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just throw this hat on that somebody gave me that was behind the seat of their truck, smashed. I'll go to Walmart, get me some tennis shoes. I don't care. It doesn't matter anyway. Fat. If you're fat, it doesn't matter what you're wearing.
I mean, I feel that. I feel that.
You start dressing like Jesse Ventura, you know, the former governor of Minnesota or whatever. He just looks like a mess all the time.
Slob.
Like, yeah. Right. Comb your hair.
Yeah. Or John Fetterman, Senator John Fetterman.
Yeah. That's me. Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
I get so excited when I share with people my favorite skincare line, Love Indus. I have used their products for quite some time now, and it has totally transformed my skin. And I know it's scary. When you start a new skincare line, you don't know where to start, but their Dewdrop Serum is their number one seller for a reason. When I'm dull, dry, or just want to brighten my skin tone, I slather it on and, ugh, it looks amazing. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
You know how when they say that if the government is in control of hospitals and doctors and all of that stuff, the quality of care will be diminished. Just like any other government agency, it's not really, you know, allowed to make as much as they want to make. And it's also not accountable to anybody. So the service starts to slack off, like at the DMV and that sort of thing. Well, in UK, the United Kingdom, they have government health care. And I think they've just put that whole thing, that myth, to bed. Because an anesthesiologist, it seems, according to multiple reports, walked out of the operating room in the middle of surgery to make the sex with one of the nurses, in another room. I just said, all right, let's go to the operating room next door and make the sex. And so that's where they went. They said that, it happened in 2023, but the doctor recently had a hearing in the UK that will determine if he is fit to practice medicine in the country. Once again, the doctor was identified as 44-year-old Suhail Anjam. Now, how do you get a text during the procedure? Because the anesthesiologist is not like hands-on inside the patient at that time, but don't they monitor, you know, aren't they supposed to be monitoring the entire time during the surgery to see, you know, make sure the patient's not waking up or is stable and all of that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, they're around for sure.
So did he get a text during that and go, hey, you got your patient, you know, stable. You can step away for a few minutes, come next door and, you know, give it to me.
I mean, it's wild. Yeah. They both should be fired, obviously, but that's wild.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about the surgeon. If he's done, fine. But the anesthesiologist, that's a very important job. Like, I need you on your job.
Yeah, the key is the surgeon, if he's done, if he's finished. This wasn't finished. So I think beginning to end, the anesthesiologist needs to be in there, right? Monitor, make sure you don't slip into something called death.
Oh, right.
I would think so.
I thought that's how that worked. Yeah.
And if I'm the family of the person that was getting operated on, I'm also pissed. I'm like, hey, do you mind like taking 15 minutes to like take care of my dad or whoever's getting operated on? If you don't mind, not to be a jerk or anything. I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job, but do you mind?
Well, that's how they get paid for it.
I'm having to take care of somebody else in another operating room.
Yeah.
I was taking care of her. You know, it was life or death. She said, did I come in there and take care of her? I needed to revive her.
What do they look like? Are they good?
See, and that's what I was going to say, Riggins. That's the media malpractice. They didn't include any pictures of either of them. And they put all that on him, that he was the bad guy. And they didn't say anything in the article that I saw about the nurse being at fault just as much and just as unprofessional. They put the anus all on him.
Well, and I think we know the answer. They're not attractive. They can't be. You got to get it when you get it.
Attractive. What about those people? Resist each other.
Yeah. What about those people, Lindsay, that you had to fire for when you were the manager of the massage parlor, and you had to fire the woman for making the sex with a client? Were they ugly?
Ugly.
Oh, they were.
Really? Oh.
It's because they can't get it on a normal basis, so they got to just get it when they get it.
Okay, that's a pretty good philosophy.
That's a theory I enjoy.
Picture if they act like animals, they look like animals.
Absolutely. Okay. And you know these people are gross.
Do we know that the anesthesiologist. Do we know that the anesthesiologist was a woman?
No. I was assuming that it was a Maine. I know most of the time you would think about an anesthesiologist being a woman for some reason.
I know. But I don't know why I think that.
I have
friends that are two friends that are anesthesiologists and they're girls. I just always assume it's, I don't know. Yeah,
I do too. Not that it matters. I mean, I'm just curious.
Suhail Anjum and the unidentified nurse. And let's see here we go. Anjum said he needed to take a quote unquote comfort break and asked another colleague to monitor the patient halfway through the operation. Okay. So if somebody's monitoring, then the only thing that I would think he would be in trouble for would be the hospital policy of having sex while you're on the clock. I think that's probably in their handbook not to do.
Yeah. Cause he was on a break. It sounds like he had a scheduled, whatever a comfort break is. I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah, he just violated the policy of not having sex in the hospital.
It says another nurse went to look for equipment to prepare for the next procedure when she discovered Anjum and the unidentified nurse. After being gone for 8 minutes, Anjum returned to the operating room and completed his work.
8 minutes, huh?
Yeah, he got caught, so I'm sure they had to, say, "Oh man, get back to work." He didn't deny the accusations and evidence brought against him. He said that though his behavior was inexcusable, he and his wife had been having issues since their daughter was born prematurely and was going through a quote unquote stressful time.
Mm.
So that's why.
So he cheated too then. He
succumbed to the advances of, well, I don't know. He may have been the one with the advances, but anyway, he gave in to the pleasures of the flesh. He was weak against the pleasures of the flesh.
And there is nothing hotter than an operating room, let me tell you.
Well,
gross. Yeah, no. But think about how many, how many things have gone down there that.
Yeah, I know, but not, if you're going to go into a clean place, if you're worried about germs and everything, an operating room would be the best place to go for the relations.
It's weird.
I mean, unless they just got finished with it and they haven't cleaned it yet and disinfected everything.
Sick.
Oh, we're going to make this.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Wow.
Bless his heart.
It was just a gallbladder surgery at that. So it was minor surgery.
Right, so it's fine.
Guys, don't worry about it.
I do think his license should be taken though.
Yeah.
Because he's not stable enough to be able to people to trust with their lives.
If he
has to just pop next door during a procedure and get it on with a nurse.
On her too. Yeah.
Not a good decision maker. And then she may have been canned. I don't know that, but it's weird that they keep saying unidentified nurse. Why is she not identified?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She should be identified. I wouldn't want her treating me either.
No.
Or anybody that I care about.
No.
That's not the behavior of a candy striper that I know. You know, that is.
Yeah. That I was going to say that is the behavior of a candy striper.
Movies. Yeah. Oh, my mom used to be a candy striper. I don't want to think about that.
Well, I said in movies. I said in the movies.
But that is how my parents met.
Yep.
Now I'm questioning everything.
It's extra, extra funny. It's extra funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I get so excited when I share with people my favorite skincare line, Love Indus. I have used their products for quite some time now, and it has totally transformed my skin. And I know it's scary when you start a new skincare line, you don't know where to start, but their Dewdrop Serum is their number one seller for a reason. When I'm dull, dry, or just want to brighten my skin tone, I slather it on and it looks amazing. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 21% off.